The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Friday. It's November the 22nd. It's good to have you with us today. And I know many of you my age or just a little bit older or younger remember what happened on November the 22nd. This is the date, the anniversary of the assassination of John F. Kennedy. I can remember exactly where I was and what I was doing that day. Yep.
So can I.
Val Gurman. All right, good to have you here, Val. And Val is with the Central Missouri Astronomical Association. That's what we're going to talk about. And you brought along some outstanding pictures. So if you're listening to us on the radio, we'll try to paint the best picture we can with words. But the best thing to do is to go to kbia.org, click on talk shows, and then Radio Friends, and watch this segment. Because the pictures, we were reviewing them before we came on, are just beautiful. You want to start with the first one? Is that a
sure thing?
It's a nebula, right?
Yes, and this was taken by one of our astronomy group members from
here
Jefferson,
in Central Missouri.
Yes, he lives in Jefferson City, and he has an observatory out toward California, Missouri, out in the country. And he took this photograph over a period of several days.
It's beautiful. It's a color of blue, of yellow, of kind of turquoise. Orange and red. It's absolutely gorgeous. And you're seeing this through the telescope.
Right. Now, the telescope shows like the very brightest part of it. The camera brings out the rest.
But that is an actual photograph through a telescope.
Right, right.
Where is this nebula? How far away is it?
This nebula is in the constellation Sagittarius and still in the sky right now, barely in the southwest, 2,000 light years away.
2,000 light years away.
Right.
Not to change the subject, this is kind of on the same subject, but did you see in the paper a couple of weeks ago that scientists are now saying there could be as many as 40 billion inhabitable planets, like Earth-like planets,
yes,
in the universe?
I saw that, yes.
40 billion with life on it.
Seems like a lot.
It does, doesn't it?
It does.
It does. But when you look up there and you see that infinite sky and all of those stars, and know there are billions and billions out there.
There are 110 billion stars in our galaxy.
Just in our galaxy alone.
Right, right.
Not counting all the other galaxies.
Not counting anybody else.
Okay. All right. Then the next picture that you have, what is this?
Okay, this photograph, I have to brag on my brother down in Jefferson City, took this photograph just about 2 weeks ago on November 7th, and this is the Pleiades Seven Sisters. Visible right now in the east. If you go out this evening or the next clear night, look to the east about 8 o'clock, you'll see a miniature dipper up there.
Mm.
And that's the Seven Sisters, and this is what it looks like to the camera.
And they look like diamonds in the sky.
Look like diamonds. And it's a brand new star cluster, as star clusters go. It's only about 400 million years old.
Okay, brand new.
Brand new.
All right. The next one that we have.
This is Venus. I took this picture just the other day. And we've been looking at Venus at Laws Observatory. It looks like a little tiny half moon.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to get Venus sharp because it's never very high. But
yeah,
if you look at it in a telescope right now, that's what it looks like.
But now, where can we find Venus with our naked eye in the sky?
No problem. Look to the southwest right after sunset.
And it's a big, bright star.
Brightest thing over there by far.
How far off the horizon?
Just above the trees, actually. Not far above the treetops.
Okay, so the brightest star that you see in the southwest, just above the trees, going to be Venus.
Going to be Venus.
And the next picture that we have.
Okay, now we're getting into the speculative part of the program here. We have Comet Ison that is coming in and is going to be here soon. And tomorrow morning, weather permitting, if you really feel adventurous and can brave the weather, low in the east, Ison will appear with two planets, Saturn and Mercury.
Right above where the sunrise
It's just to the right of where the sun will be rising. It's almost due southeast.
On November 23rd, tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Yeah.
So about 45 minutes before sunrise, you should be able to see the comet and the tail.
Well, with a binocular, if you have any kind of binocular, go out and take a look for this. You'll see Mercury first, right along the horizon.
Uh-huh.
And then if you focus carefully, you should see
to the
comet
right.
Over to the right.
Look to the right. Okay. Mm-hmm. What's the next picture that we have?
Okay. Now, over in the dawn, we're going to have some interesting things going on for the next few days. Mercury and Saturn come very close together on the 25th.
Uh-huh.
And you can see those in twilight. Even naked eye, but in a binocular, especially pretty.
So and this is before dawn or at nighttime?
This is at near in the morning, early morning for early risers, which I'll be trying to photograph these guys.
Okay.
Then on the 1st of December, the moon joins. That'll be spectacular.
Right. So that'll be a crescent moon. Mercury will be below the crescent moon and Saturn above the crescent moon.
Right. As it's starting, dawn's breaking. Could be a really spectacular sight there.
Yeah. Now, is anything supposed to happen with the lining up of the moon and these two planets?
It's perfectly safe. Perfectly safe.
Okay, because when everything lines up in a certain way, catastrophe is expected.
Luckily, Jupiter's on the other side, so that balances it off.
Okay.
So we're cool.
All right. And if people want to, and this is the comet that we're looking at right now.
This is Comet Ison, as it appeared just a few days ago. Now it's going to go around the sun in 5 days.
Okay, you've got to take a look at this picture because no matter how we tell you, it's in deep space. There's a long tail, and you can see the stars around it. But go to KBIA.org, click on Talk Shows, Radio Friends. Look at the picture. This was taken where?
This is from Space Weather, and it was taken in New York State just a few days ago.
Okay. That's the comet?
Ison, I-S-O-N. Now, this last image here, a computer simulation of what we might see on December 6th. That's 2 weeks from now, approximately. The comet's going to rapidly move into the evening sky after it passes almost into the sun. It's going to come within 700,000 miles of the sun, which is very rare for a comet to do. What happens when comets pass that close to the sun is the heat from the sun begins to vaporize huge amounts of material.
And that's the tail that we should see.
Right. And it could be bright enough to see the it'll be like a star, the front of it.
And it might look like a jet trail.
Big long tail going up and to the right.
That'll be on Friday, December the 6th, right before sunrise. You'll see Venus.
No, this is sunset.
Sunset.
Now we're
sunset.
In the evening.
Okay, this is
in the evening, believe
December
it or not.
December the 6th, look at sunset. You'll see Venus, the moon, and then the comet.
We hope.
All right. All right.
You never know.
Yeah, if it doesn't work, don't come back again.
That's right.
I'm kidding you, Val. I'm kidding you. You're always welcome here. Thank you so much. Val Gurman, very interesting guy. Central Missouri Astronomical Association. Our program directed by Travis McMillan. Oh, today's Travis's birthday. Happy birthday, Travis. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Sifun Oyong, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Milzer. We'll see you Monday. Bye-bye.